Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Radio Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. It's a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up your grill. I'm sitting in the studio with the beautiful Shasta from the Old World Olive Press and Barbecue Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yes, it's like a rose between two thorns, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're being produced today by Brian Fonger. Thank you very much. And he's doing a great job. His wizardry at the board is impressive. This is our first week on the Michigan Talk Network, and for those of you listening right now, our first hour goes out to now 11 stations, so there's cities all around the state that have to put up with us.
But we're loving it, and hopefully they are too, because we're going to teach all of Michigan how to fire up that grill and create a little grill envy in their backyard. Coming on the line right now, we've got one of our friends, Todd Visser, who also can light up your backyard. He owns a pool and spa company. Good morning, Todd. You out there?
I am here. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sun's out, so it's a good day.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a fantastic day. So I imagine you guys are starting to just ramp up right now. Business has got to be just cranking over there with the this early summer that we're having and everybody getting their pools ready in the backyard.
Yes, it's been crazy with the warm weather we've had. People have been opening pools, calling about what they should do, and my big advice is open early this year because the warm weather is creating warm water, and that water underneath that cover is got stuff growing.
So if you're a big grilling guy and you want to put a pool by your grill.
Right, just a small little addition, no big deal.
Let's say maybe 18 by 36 in ground.
Yes.
You do that?
We can definitely do that.
You're going to have a lot of them this year, aren't you?
We hope so.
Yeah.
It's a good start, and we're liking that.
It's going to be a great pool. So what do people have to think about in their backyard? Let's say Toddy Boy is going to come over to my backyard. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a beer. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to loosen you up. I'm going to loosen you up so you give me a good price. But what do we want to look at when we're dreaming out that backyard? We're big backyard folks, and we really are, and we have a pool, so I can't buy one from you. But what do people want to think about as they get ready to do this for you?
Well, first of all, we ask a lot of questions and find out from customers what they're really looking for. Is this for exercise? Is it for entertainment? Is it for just their family? Do they have a lot of friends that they invite over? What they're looking for, just to kind of get an idea on size. And then we'd like to take a look at the yard and see once, you know, do we have ample room, we want lots of sunshine, so do we have trees involved? Do we have hills and slopes that we've got to deal with? Can we get equipment back there? Drainage issues. Those are all things that when we come out to the yard, we look at that a normal customer isn't going to think about, you know, when they walk back in the backyard.
Hey, Todd, if I'm thinking about doing this, what is a realistic time frame so that I don't, Shasta, you got a family, you know, you don't want to say, hey, kids, we're getting the pool, right?
Exactly.
And then it's 6 months later and they're still not swimming.
Mom, so, where's the pool?
Yeah. So my question to you is what does a normal planning process look like? How long does that take so that I don't set the family up to be disappointed when, kids, I'm giving you a pool for Christmas in about a year and a half, we'll have one.
Well, it depends on the time of the year. It just depends on how busy we are. Once we start the project, it's about 2 weeks and we're done.
Wow.
Wow.
Start to finish, when we actually get going, it's 2 weeks. Now, it may be 2 or 4 or 6 weeks before we can get started, but once we get in your backyard and get digging, it's 2 weeks and you've got water and cement and everything else all around your pool ready to go.
So a basic rectangular pool with a fence, plain Jane, stripped down, what's the best kind of budget somebody could plan on for something like that, just the part that you're going to do initially for a real Spartan job?
I mean, I would say 25 is a good starter number.
Okay, that's about what I thought. And then let's say that scares folks or they just can't do it, but they really want a pool. You do some really nice above-ground pools.
We do. I mean, we can get people into above-ground pools if they're a do-it-yourself, or we can get you in an above-ground pool for $2,000, you know, and have a good quality, well-built pool that, you know, you don't have to tear down and put back up every year.
And a real filter.
And a real filter, too. You're right.
No cartridges.
Yeah.
Well, really, I mean, a lot of people go to the big box stores and they get these pools for $4.99, and they don't realize that their water is, they're going to spend $4.99 a month on chemicals because, don't they, Todd, they come into your store all the time.
I always tell people, if you can take care of these little blow-up pools, a big pool is a piece of cake.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, the cool part about the backyard is it draws all the family in. It draws the neighbor kids in. You know what your kids are doing. You know where they're at. You know, pool safety is a big thing. No one wants to have children over that don't know how to swim, so just be careful with it. But, boy, does it really create a centerpiece for the backyard entertainment. And, you know, we'll talk in another time about all the wonderful things from the backyard that we can put around the pool to really make it kind of an outdoor environment that we really want to spend a lot of time in.
If you just tuned in, this is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network and Cumulus Broadcasting System. And right now we're talking with Todd Visser, who is one of the owners of Visser Pools and Spa. I'm sorry. That was good. Zager's Pool. We're letting some plans out here. Zager's Pool and Spas. And you have 3 stores. You're in Kentwood, Jamestown, and Holland. So this is a company that is spread right out there. Ryan's going to kill me for saying that.
Yeah, he is.
But you've got 3 beautiful stores. I don't care if you want a hot tub. They just happen to be a Big Green Egg dealer and a Good One smoker dealer. They've got rubs and sauces. They do barbecue classes. But you've got a killer line of hot tubs, and I'm going to get one of those nice Dimension 1 hot tubs from you one of these days. Just got to have the cash.
I've got one with your name on it.
I know. I already found the one I want, but I'm redoing 2 bathrooms right now, dude.
Do you take in old hot tubs?
We do trade-ins.
They don't want mine.
You can have mine.
You don't want mine. Mine's ready for the landfill.
That sounds like a cleaning project, but anyway. Todd, thanks so much for calling in today. Hope everything's going well at your store. A pool is a great part of a backyard. We are all about making your backyard the place where you can entertain and bring your family together.
Hey, also, before we let Todd go, you are hosting one of the Grillin' Guys Grillin' Club events at your snack.
I think that is June 13, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Here at the store, at our Kentwood store.
Okay.
And we've got a really nice setup that we're putting together right now. We've got a whole grilling room that we're creating, and that'll all be done. And it's just going to be an awesome place and an awesome awesome time for
yes,
guys
it is.
To hang out.
It is June 13th, and that's at Zager's Pool and Spas. It's 2952 Schaefer Road. The Grilling Club is happening. It's bad, baby.
It's a lot of fun. I tell you what, if you've not been exposed to it, what it is, it's a bunch of like-minded people getting together once a month at a variety of places that can help you enhance your backyard. The first one was at Schmoe's Brewery, very enhancing in your backyard.
Then we enhanced their backyard.
Right,
yeah,
we're moving it around to Sobey's Meats, and then we're going to have another one here at Zager's in June. So
It's at Garrett's next month.
So just fantastic. Something where it doesn't cost anything. Get involved with it. Try it out, and we enjoy everybody's company and sharing the recipes and things. So
thanks a lot, Tody. We got a split.
All right. You guys have a good one.
All right, man.
Cool. Yeah, that was Todd from Zager's Pool and Spa. There's a lot of cool stuff in those stores. You got to get out there and check those out. Coming up next, we've got Jeff Gertis. From Timber Ridge, going to call in. Jeff's got some cool little gadgets that they've developed for the grilling industry, and we're going to want to have him break those down because you're going to want some of the stuff that this guy offers. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.